From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Invitations have been sent out for Syrian peace talks. The UN Tuesday sent out those invitations for the latest international diplomatic effort to end 5 years of conflict in Syria. The talks are scheduled to open Friday in Geneva. The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, says it has received one. Salem El Meslad is a spokesman in Riyadh.
We look really positive, you know, positively to participate. But there are many things, you know, there is a resolution 2254, you know, Article 12 and 13, you know, there are something about humanitarian, you know, issues. This is for us is more important than any political discussion.
The group, which is expected to decide its participation Wednesday, is seeking an end to government and Russian airstrikes and the lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, or PYD, said it is not been invited. Meanwhile, in Syria Tuesday, a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 100 others. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. At least three people were injured as police fired tear gas to disperse youths protesting Ebola restrictions that have halted market activity in Sierra Leone's northern Cambia district. The restrictions followed the discovery of at least two new cases of the deadly virus in the wake of the death of a 22-year-old woman from Ebola. Dozens of people have been quarantined. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free on February 14th. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament has passed a controversial new measure aimed at deterring people from seeking asylum. The measure would allow authorities to seize some assets of asylum seekers to help pay for their stay. Would also add a delay time of family reunifications. Adrian Edwards is with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
It runs the risk of fueling sentiments of fear and discrimination rather than promoting solidarity with people in need of protection. On the limited access to family reunification, we just remind people of the point that family unity is a fundamental principle in international law. And it's very much part of Denmark's obligations.
The Scandinavian country took in a record 20,000 asylum seekers last year. Meanwhile, the European Union is said to be considering allowing member states in the passport-free Schengen zone to reintroduce border checks for up to 2 years as a way to control the flow of migrants. A UN panel is asking the Security Council to set up an inquiry into alleged violations of international law by the two sides fighting in Yemen. They say not a single humanitarian pause to alleviate the suffering of the people there has been fully observed by either party. The experts say more than 80% of the population is in dire need of food and medical care. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, after meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Foreign Minister Wang Yi, in Beijing Wednesday, said China and the U.S. will accelerate efforts to reach agreement on a new U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at North Korea following its latest nuclear test January 6th. Kerry said he expects it will involve significant new measures to curtail the North's ability to advance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Earlier this month, Pyongyang conducted a widely condemned fourth test. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar, speaking in Kampala Tuesday, said he'll not return to his country because the government of President Salva Kiir has violated last year's peace accord.
Once you hear that the parties have agreed on a draft of a constitution, and the draft is taken to the Transitional National Assembly, and the Assembly has passed it, the next day I will be in Juba.
Machar says the government's decision to create 28 new states from the original 10 violates the August peace agreement. An Al-Qaeda-linked jihadist group is claiming to have kidnapped a Swiss nun in northern Mali. According to Site Intelligence Group, a video released by the group Al-Qaeda Islamic Maghreb claims to have abducted Beatrice Stockley, based in Timbuktu. The group is demanding release of several of its members. Volatile Asian markets opened lower but rallied in Wednesday trading, with the exception of China's Shanghai Index, which lost ground. Oil also resumed its slide following a brief rally. It's trading at about $30 to $31 a barrel. That's still a 12-year low. Tuesday, U.S. and European stocks made strong gains. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.